soon to a...
A man has seen every... Hell comes to Huntsville.
Hell hath cometh to Huntsvilleth.
I mean, haven't you already done that?
Had I?
I think.
I don't know. It's been fucking 24 days. I don't remember what we did yesterday.
We're bound to have some repeats.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I... So much horror. So much gore. So much...
Cat murders. So much.
There was a lot of those, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of bees.
So many fucking bees. My God, the bees. A couple grasshoppers thrown in there, too.
Handful.
Today, we will be talking about some flies, some body horror, some pieces falling off of you.
Yep.
Grody.
Peeling off.
Yep. Yeah. Some gold bloominess.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I like.
I do, too.
Yeah.
It's great.
I will swat that fly. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Without the oops. My name is Jack Spade from Huntsville Home Video. Across from me, Lee Ann Foster. Across the country, via telephone, Marlon Wells from America's Barley Basket. Welcome, sir. I feel like as if I haven't introduced you a lot over the last 20-some-odd days.
Yeah, we certainly haven't done this 24 times now. Hello, Hunts Villains. We are... keeping it locked down on the north side. It is getting cool in El Norte. spooky season is upon us.
Yeah, you ain't got no leaves on no trees anymore. I imagine it's what, like 40 up there?
Yeah, has been for quite a while now, which I'm fine with. You give me a 45-degree day, yeah, I'm fine. I was out running errands on like Tuesday in 43 degrees, sleeveless with shorts on. So that's how I roll.
That's in the day, so like 20 at night.
Okay, so 40's the high.
Yeah, oh yeah, 40's the high.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
It's not like Huntsville where we wake
40's
up.
40's are low right now. I'm waking up and it's 40.
Yeah, like yeah. 40, 45. You're like, ooh, it's a bit brisk. And then by 9 a.m. it's 80.
Right. These sleeves are rolling up.
Yep. Yeah.
80's too much. 80 is too fucking much.
It's too aggressive.
Yeah, that's, I don't need it. I don't, like I'm not one to, like, puff my chest out about our winters, like, well, you couldn't fucking handle it here. Yeah, well, I couldn't handle it in a lot of places, including Huntsville, Alabama, where I just sweat like a big Texas cinnamon roll all the time. We're not going to get back into it. There is sweaty treat, and so am I.
All I'm saying is you aren't in the summer or the winter much of an outdoors person. So you stay inside with the AC, you come down here, you're staying reasonably cool, and you don't have to shovel shit in the winter. You don't have to worry about any of them blizzards.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I'm not saying there's not upsides. I would love to live in a place where it doesn't snow. But I also don't want to live in a place where I can watch my scrotum melt off me like Quentin Tarantino in Planet Terror every day.
Or you could just put it in a petri dish like Jeff Goldblum in The Fly.
Look at this motherfucker with his segue.
Shit's chess, it ain't checkers. So let's chat about The Fly. 1986, Jeff Goldblum, Gina Davis, directed by a very fucked up in the head David Cronenberg. That man can make a twisted flick. Leanne, this was a movie that you wanted on the list today.
Yeah.
A movie that you have seen, that I have seen, that Marlon has not seen.
That is insane to me. Like, we've had a couple of moments, but this one's crazy that it's not been seen by Marlon.
Yeah.
I just feel like everybody has seen this, but...
So let's get to some of your thoughts first, like why you put it on the list, why you wanted to watch it again. When was the last time, before you reviewed it for this, when was the last time you watched The Fly?
It's been at least a couple years.
Okay.
Like, it's been a little bit since I've seen it. And again, it's one of those that I'm like, oh, it's a classic and I like it. And I still like it. I love the story of it. I love the way it's done. It's like the perfect amount of gore for me. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, it's a good amount of grossness. I don't need any more. We're good. It's a good level for me that I can still enjoy and not just be disgruntled. You know what I mean?
It's no lawnmowers.
It's no strawberry goop. So I like it. And I think it's just a classic. And of course, a lot of reason why I picked it was it's like, I just want to look at Jeff Goldblum without a shirt on for a little bit before it gets into madness.
All right.
And I like his descent into it. I think the way he descends into the fly is really good too. Like, I enjoy watching that part as well. So that's kind of why I want to watch it.
All right.
Wanted to watch it.
Now, were you, how do you prefer your Goldblum? Like, young 86 Goldblum or like Daddy Goldblum? Like, we got
Daddy Goldblum. Yeah. Oh God. Silver Fox Goldblum all day. You know, he's got these funky, crazy shirts now with these crazy patterns and the glasses and the gray hair. And he's playing piano with Sam Neill while they're filming Jurassic Park. Give me all of it. Oh, every bit of it.
Just a Goldblum gusher over here. Goodness me, oh my.
Yes. I like the Goldblums.
I like the Goldblum. Is he the tops for you? Is he your...
No, I wouldn't say he's the tops, but he's one of those that when I see him, I am immediately happy. Like, I don't even care the context. Like, if I just see a picture of him or I see him on something, I'm like, oh, like it just fills my heart with joy.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, has it always been like that, or is it, I've always tried to pinpoint when exactly Jeff Goldblum became like Jeff Goldblum as we mm-hmm. know him today, like the kind of just weird sex magnet that he has become. Like, is it a thing with age? Did it happen in the 80s? Like, when did it happen?
I don't know.
When did it happen for you?
Well, my love for him was, of course, Jurassic Park. I mean, that's my favorite movie. And then as I got older, that's one movie that I watch all the time, right? So as I got older, I was like, that scene where he's got his shirt open and he's breathing on the table, you know, with his leg hurt. And I'm like, oh, that's a nice scene in this movie I never thought about before. You know, and then it was like all of a sudden he just popped. I don't know where he popped up either, but like he popped up with gray hair and dark glasses. And I'm like, okay, let's go.
let's explore this. Yeah.
Right.
All right. Fair enough. Well, let's go back to frigid North Dakota, chat with Marlon Wells from America's Barley Basket. The first time, Marlon, you saw the fly was probably within the last 24 hours or so. So tell me, buddy, what did you think of it?
It was 100% exactly what I was expecting it to be. Because, like, you don't go this long without absorbing a little bit just via cultural osmosis. Mm-hmm. Plus, knowing that it's a David Cronenberg movie, you know there's going to be some gross shit. There's going to be some fucked up things because David Cronenberg, as you mentioned, is fucking Looney Tunes. Like, David Cronenberg makes some messed up shit. Videodrome. I love Crash. I'm a big fan of Crash. The dude is wild. I like a young Jeff Goldblum. I'm with Leanne, though. The real sauce daddy is old man Goldblum. Jeff Grayblum is the Goldblum to go with his weird fashion choices.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
I like Greg Grayblum. That's a new that's canon now. That's it for me.
It's all yours.
You jazz playing son of a bitch, making these boxers all soggy.
Gross. Soggy.
Oh shit.
Sir, we are at the theater. I mean, you're watching them on that stage too, Doug. You tell me you ain't got no damp drawers?
Whew. But as far as this movie in particular, didn't know Gina Davis was in it, so there's a little something in here for everybody.
Wow. Because
Gina Davis is a looker as well.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wins all around.
Yeah.
Long story short, coming in the first time, exactly what I was expecting, and I enjoyed it, which I expected to. So I had no surprises here.
Good deal, good deal. I too very much enjoy this movie. It's one of those movies I can vividly remember seeing for the first time, way too young for.
Mm-hmm.
It was on an HBO free preview weekend. The only movie in my youth that grossed me out more was The Thing.
Okay.
And I'd actually say that I was probably more grossed out by this one than The Thing.
It has a lot more ooze.
Yeah.
Than goop.
And it's the ooze that does it. It's like it's like the fingernail.
You
it's the
start
ear.
Messing. I think you and I have had this conversation. You start messing with a fingernail and pulling it and shit like that. I can't take it.
And not only that, it was the fascination on his face when shit's just coming off. He's like, dude, fuck.
Which is so weird, but it's also endearing because he's just trying to his study of himself.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know? Like, that was fascinating to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So 86 is when the movie came out. It was it probably hit HBO like 87, 88, which would have made me like 9.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, way too young to have seen The fucking Fly.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember watching it. My dad was in the room, probably not paying attention, because as Leanne, you and I have discussed, pretty much every movie my dad watches with me thinks he's like, this is dumb. What are these dumb movies you watch? Like, Dirty Harry movie, Dad? We'll watch some Dirty Harry movies.
Right.
Like, but what is it? Dude, he's a fly? Nah, it's dumb. I'm not paying attention to that. I'm sitting over here almost vomiting all over myself.
Right.
Going to bed with fucking horrendous nightmares of getting vomited on by a human fly and then just my arms melting. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck? And then having to go to school the next day and try to explain that to your friends. No, he turns into a fucking fly. No. He pukes on a dude's hand. His fucking hand is gone. It's disgusting.
Don't you know anything about flies? That's how they eat their food.
His fucking dick fell off and it was in a petri dish and it was fucking Great movie though.
Good shit.
Loved it. Yeah. Those movies from around that time, the really significant ones, you know, the ones that you can remember seeing, whether it was you hear your friends talking about it, and you got to go try to rent this. You know, if your parents won't let you, I'll rent it. You come over for a sleepover and we'll watch it after your parents go to bed or whatever. Or those HBO free preview weekends, that shit was a fucking goldmine to a kid like me. I sat glued to the fucking television. I'm like, what's going up next? I had to learn how to read a TV guide. How do I figure this fucker out? All right, we got the fly. RoboCop. This is a robot cop. I can't wait to see this. What is this all about?
That's precious.
So many fucking good movies. Yeah, The Fly, definitely one of those very visual movies. And even though as I got older and I'd, you know, revisit the movie and you kind of have an understanding as you get older, like, okay, this is how movies are made. Here's how effects are made. You know, The Fly's effects still really hold up and they're still fucking grody.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a Cronenberg thing. Like, he can make shit, like you said, oozy.
Yeah. Just gross and oozy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I feel that way too. Every time I'm like, God, can you imagine acting in that and moving around and all that shit around you?
Yeah. Cause like nowadays this, he would just be, have a motion tracker suit with some dots on it, whatever. That was like legit makeup prosthetics.
Right. It looked like a whole suit at one point. I mean, there's times where it looks like it bends weird. And I'm like, is that just an entire suit that he has on that covers him completely? It's just, oh God.
Now, Marlon, you are very vocal about the fact that you're not all about that that gore and that goop and that slop, as we've talked about a few times this month. What did the gore effects do for you in this one?
The only ones that really fucking got a hold of me, like, oh God, like maybe put a hand up in front of my face. Fucking two things that I don't want you to be fucking with in any movie, and this movie does them both, is fingernails and teeth. And I can't fucking deal with either of them. And he takes a bunch of both of those out. And I'm like, God, nope. Can't do it. Can't handle this. I'm like, well, going to look at my phone. I wonder what's going on Twitter for the next 40 seconds. Because I am not into this. But like, it's everything else is so good. The practical effects are so good. All of the... There's something about, I don't know if it's like a genuine trademark. I don't know if he holds a copyright for how he does it, but the Cronenberg melting effect, like what happens to the dude at the end when he gets like his hand melted off, like you can like just catch those 3 seconds and be like, this is probably from a Cronenberg movie. Like he does that really well. That's like true. It's like a grosser version of the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark when all the faces melt.
Yeah, very true.
I got to up my Cronenberg knowledge because I don't, this is one of the only ones that I think that I know offhand that I've seen from him.
Oh my God, watch Crash. I can't recommend Crash enough. Okay. Crash will fuck you up.
Okay, I love a good fucked up movie.
It's fucked up, but not in the way that The Fly is fucked up.
Right.
It's okay. A different kind of fight. Still touched in the head, but yeah.
It's psychologically fucked up. Like, you're not going to come away from going, that's gross. You're going to come away from it going like, I have some Googling to do. I might be living a whole different life now.
I've got some Googling to do.
Oh my God, knowing how that movie goes... You're going to watch Crash and have a great reaction to that statement.
It's not streaming anywhere, and it's NC-17.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, that was for sure a joke for exactly one of you, and it was Captain Jack.
Yep. Well.
Anyways, The Fly?
I'm done here today. That's all I needed to do. That is legit all I needed. I am fucking out. I am outsy. The Fly, yeah. Great flick, a remake, of course, of the Vincent Price The Fly. Well, based upon The Fly,
one that I have not seen. I've never gone back and seen the original. I'm assuming you have.
Yeah. Watch that like night and day different. Much like The Thing with Kurt Russell is completely different than The Thing from Another World, the movie that it's loosely kind of based on.
Mm-hmm.
Also, one of those rare movies that the remake is as good or better than the original.
Okay,
one of those few. Definitely like that. In fact, Jeff Goldblum actually wrote a letter to Vincent Price. And it said something like, hey, I hope you enjoy my version as much as I enjoyed yours. And Vincent Price thought that was a very nice. Yeah, even in 86, in 86, he was a fucking smooth son of a bitch.
What a dreamboat, you know?
Yeah, Vincent Price got that letter, just took off his pantaloons.
Right. He's like, oh, man, these things are soggy. I'm going to take them off.
It's like, oh, this is Jeff Goldblum guy. He's got a future. I'm going to go do the Thriller video.
That role was originally the role of Seth Brundle offered to Michael Keaton, who turned it down.
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
And they went with Jeff Goldblum.
I mean, I'm not mad at it, but fuck, Keaton would have been awesome, too.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been good, too. Michael Keaton was hot off of a film that the both of you know now, Johnny Dangerously.
Hell yeah.
I know that.
I
know that film.
Check out our review at HuntsvilleHomeVideo.com.
One thing that I could not stop thinking about once it crossed my mind, all the way from the beginning of this movie up until he's no longer Jeff Goldblum, that whole time I couldn't look at him without thinking what a tragedy it is because he's aged out of it. But young Jeff Goldblum would be the perfect actor to play Paul Stanley in a Kiss biopic. And once I saw it, I couldn't shake it. I was just like, that's perfect. I'm looking at Paul Stanley right now. And like, I would give anything to hear Jeff Goldblum delivering Paul Stanley's horse shit, like his fucking love gun rants. Like, fuck. Yeah, baby, it's my Uzi ooze. Like, that shit. Oh my God, I would kill for it. Like, if I had a time machine, it's like, step one, stop Hitler. Step two, Jeff Goldblum plays Paul Stanley in a Kiss biopic.
So, I don't see it like, no lie, the first image that popped into my head when you said that is Jeff Goldblum just kind of crouched down in the little chamber. Here, this pic, Leanne. That's totally Paul Stanley. I see it.
I think I don't want to see it, so I'm not gonna.
No, Daddy, no.
No. Get out of my face.
Oh, that with that like that V-neck bodysuit with all that chest hair that Paul Stanley always wore, with the little treasure trail creeping down, talking about Christine 16, talking about Love Gun. Yep, it's perfect.
That to me is
a hairy chest.
Is actually more terrifying than the transformation into Brundlefly.
what are we doing with that underwear? Like, what's happening?
Now Leanne is over here just Googling pictures of fucking Paul Stanley.
I don't like it. I don't like this at all.
Nah.
No.
Welcome to the rest of your evening. Like, just imagine Seth Brundle enters one of the pods, and out of the other pod comes Paul Stanley.
You ready to rock? What are you doing, Huntsville?
You wanted the best, and you got the best.
Life finds a way, baby!
Oh, fuck! Dude, Leanne just squirmed all over the fucking board. Leanne is down. She is dead. I think she just killed her mouse.
Everywhere.
Oh, shit.
That's the most unexpected thing. Out of all the things I expected for this evening, I don't think that was one. God damn it.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, are we still rolling over there?
Yeah, it didn't stop anything. Computer's still going.
It's going to be a fire in that studio.
Also marking it, second spit take on Huntsville Home Video. I'm proud of that one.
Yeah.
Boom.
Fuck. God. I can't go anymore. I mentally and physically cannot go anymore.
Well, I'm gonna have fun photoshopping that shit.
Ooh. Oh, God.
God, that was really funny. That just, it hit me. It was just so odd. It felt so odd.
That's what the kids on TikTok call a mashup.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. Okay, sorry about that. I just could not hold that in.
Jesus.
Yeah, so that's how I spent the first half of this movie, is envisioning Jeff Goldblum singing Lick It Up is what I was doing.
Oh, fuck, that was worth the price of admission, my friends. That was super good.
But the movie, also pretty good. Pretty into this movie as a whole. I like what Leanne was talking about, where, like, his scientific fascination with himself never disappears, like all the way to the end. Like, as fucked up as he gets, he's always like, oh, I need to save these, you know, I got to save this ear and these teeth, you know, like his experiment never ends.
Right. Yeah.
And one thing that I like about movies is, you know, this is like the kind of like the behind the scenes stuff, the, you know, the things you might not necessarily know from like just a first glance or whatever. One thing, and we, Leanne, you and I talked about this on our Huntsville Home Video episode of The Usual Suspects. Remember when one of the characters gets a cigarette flicked at him and it hits him in the face? It wasn't supposed to hit him in the chest, hits him in the face. Director was like, oh, that's a great take. I'm saving that. That's going in the movie. In this one, in The Fly, when his fucking ear falls off, Gina Davis didn't know that was going to happen.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
And so her reaction is like the first take, like, oh, that's it. That's genuine. You didn't know shit was going to start falling off him. In the movie, baby.
Perfectly in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's good ass directing right there.
That's how I do it. I'm like, okay, like Jeff. Like,
oh, I'm sure it would
this
be.
This shit's going to fall off you. Look at how snarky over there. Man. I'm not saying I'd make a movie as good as The Fly.
Oh, okay.
I'd be, you know, I'd be more on a Hurricane Heist level.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't be making a movie as good then.
Getting prickly. We getting prickly around here.
But I like that kind of guerrilla style where it's just like, okay, we're going to do this thing, not tell an actor this thing happens. Get an honest, just gut reaction.
Yeah.
I dig that.
I do too. I like it.
If I have a big complaint with this movie, the only thing that like really hit me as far as like, I don't like that they did that, is that in the last 20 minutes of this movie, or the last 10 even, they try to make you root for Stathis when he has been the biggest 80s piece of shit this entire movie. He's been so hateable.
Yeah.
And then you're kind of supposed to root for him. I'm like, I didn't like that at all. I was like, you should have just had Gina Davis be the badass. Like, if you'd have switched those roles in the script while you were writing it and been like, oh, Fly Goldblum is trying to stick him in the pod and she saves him, I think that's a better choice.
Yes.
Agreed. I'll back that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll back that.
I don't like that either.
Yeah. I didn't like that dude at all.
Oh my God. He's the fucking worst. Like and then while, as that thought was hitting me, I was like, we have come across some real fucking unlikable male characters this month.
Right?
Shit.
A lot of the, like that dude was almost cliche 80s douchebag. Like every 80s movie that had a douchebag, it was that dude. Obviously not that actor, but you know, it's just like, oh, every unlikable character, every unlikable trait that you have from the 80s is embodied in this one universal character.
He had a good beard though.
I mean, beard game was on point.
Strong.
Yeah. But
beard game was tight. It was real clean.
Yeah. Yep. Well groomed. Mm-hmm. Probably gonna have a problem grooming that son of a bitch with no fucking hand. Wipe your ass now, you son of a bitch.
In the extended cut that only exists in my own head, after Gina Davis puts the fly out of its misery, she turns and uses the other shell on that dude and goes and lives her life. She goes and joins an all-women's baseball team, and it becomes one of the best sports movies there is.
No, you're mistaken. She goes on to become an assassin. But she has amnesia from her traumatic experience with the fly, and she starts to regain her memories right around Christmas time. Sam Jackson is there.
Okay,
The Long Kiss Goodnight.
Oh yeah, we haven't gotten to that one yet, but we've talked about it.
Christmas time coming around a corner. That's on our Christmas list. 25 days of Christmas.
I will murder you.
Ho ho ho! Comes to Huntsville.
Comes to Huntsville. Fuck this guy. Fuck it. But we're this. I'm
it's
done.
It's only 25. It's only 25.
You shove 25. That ho 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 right up your fucking ass and walk away from me.
To Huntsville.
I can't and I won't.
All right, we'll be listening for Marlon and I to be chatting Christmas movies.
I don't know that I can be on board for that.
Listen for me chatting about Christmas movies for 25 days. I don't even think I want to do that.
It's a lot.
That might be your solo project. That might be a full-on, that might be your Fort Minor, just a completely different side project.
A Fort Minor reference. Fan-fucking-tastic.
Only here. God damn. Hell Comes to Huntsville. Who else is making Fort Minor references in this game? No one.
God, I clambered to get that CD because it was Mikey. It was Mikey Chanode.
Mikey Chanode. Fuck you.
And, oh, shit.
And to be fair, the only Christmas movies I would give a shit about are Shane Black movies anyway.
Of course. So. Well, you can have your Shane Black podcast.
I will. So there. The Fly 2, is that a movie that you have seen, Leanne?
No, it is not.
No, and Marlon, I'm guessing not.
No.
Not great.
Okay.
Eric Stoltz is like the son of the fly.
So he has a normal son? No fly DNA? No fly shit? It's called The Fly 2. What a fucking dumbass I am. Never mind. You know what? I haven't been right since I spit out this water. I'm just going to...
That's true. You've been fucked up from that.
Eric who? Stoltz?
Eric Stoltz, the original Marty McFly for like 2 weeks.
I was about to make a Marty the McFly joke.
Ah, fuck. That's why you're the stand-up comic and I'm just some fuck on the radio.
He was Rocky Dennis?
Yeah. In Mask?
Yeah.
Not The Mask with Jim Carrey?
No, drastically different.
A better film.
much better film. Yeah, Cameron Diaz, way better to look at than Cher.
I'll agree to that.
Any day of the week.
Sure.
And Jim Carrey's The Mask, way better to look at than Eric Stoltz's The Mask.
I bet, I haven't seen that movie in a long time, but I bet Eric Stoltz it doesn't say somebody stop me once, not once.
doesn't say smoking. None of that. Although we do get Sam Elliott in.
That's true.
In Mask.
Mm-hmm. I think I've actually seen that movie.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, or at least parts of it. Mm-hmm. Anyways, odd tidbit.
Yeah,
moving
odd tidbit.
On.
The Fly 2 is what I was going to mention. The thing that sticks out most for me about The Fly 2 is the opening scene where Gina Davis is giving birth.
Ugh. Throw birth into anything and I can't take it.
Well, here she gives birth to a fucking larva.
Well, she does in the...
Yeah, it's like that. It, like, again.
Oh, but in real life, like that really happened to her? Like, or is it a dream again?
It's like a dream again. Okay. But like it opens up and I'm like, did we really need to see this again?
No.
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 Like it was fucked up the first time.
No.
I don't need it again.
I don't need a birth of anything.
Nah.
In my view.
I'm passing on that. And then, And then I think she's out of the movie for the rest of the, I don't think she came back for that one.
She shouldn't have.
But yeah.
Just stop in for a cup of coffee.
Yeah, pretty much. Just like, you know, let me reappear in this scene so I at least get a check.
Right.
Yeah. But no, wasn't nearly as good. Didn't it was basically like, if I'm remembering it right, it was like the kid and he's working for or he's in the organization that's trying to like replicate Brundle's work. And he turns himself into the fly again. And now he takes on the corporation.
Oh, great. Oh.
Yeah.
A fly with politics.
Right? Yeah, right?
Right? Like, we're...
They really got political with the second one.
Shit. You should have coat hangered that thing. Should
have fly swatted that thing. Oh, a second squirf! A second squirf on the same episode.
Nope, not all of it. Christ. But that did go right into the keyboard. I hope it doesn't work tomorrow and I can go home. Fly swatted, you piece of shit.
God. That is a top shelf
now
abortion.
I'm like goopy and oozy and gross.
That was
here.
A top shelf abortion joke.
It was. Most of them are.
No, you can get some really hacky abortion jokes out there.
I was going to say, I maintain that that's not true at all. I think you got to dig through a lot of rabbit turds to find a choke cherry when it comes to abortion jokes.
Oh, fuck. Oh, the places we go on this podcast.
I am tired.
You're tired. You're like, you're just drenched over there.
I'm parched at this point.
I mean, you're spitting out more water than you're drinking at this point.
This fly podcast is pretty rough on the equipment in Huntsville, apparently.
It is.
I gotta share, I had a fun moment during this movie where when Jeff Goldblum gets up in the middle of the night and he's all shirtless and shimmering, all looking good, and he goes and he does gymnastics for what feels like 25 minutes.
It does.
It is so long. I remember sitting, I was about halfway through that scene, and I was just like, man, why is all this in here? And then I was like, wait, this is precisely how Leanne felt during Species. Like, this is for somebody else, Marlon.
Yep.
Yeah.
That is highly accurate.
I mean, we got to take care of the team. Got to take care of the team.
Got to have something for everybody.
Yep.
Something time here for was everybody. Coming. And that was, yep. I was like, oh, that's what we're doing. Okay.
So here's a fun little tidbit for me from this movie. When I was growing up, I was obsessed with beating my dad at arm wrestling, and I could never do it. And then I watched The Fly, and I'm like, we're good on that arm wrestling, Dad. I don't need to arm wrestle you anymore.
Never again.
He's like, why not? I was like, you see that shit? And he's just, all my dad's like, fucking, I wouldn't do that to you. I was like, you say that, but like, I think I could do that to myself inadvertently.
Right.
Because like, my dad was like, he was one of those just like just old tough dudes, like strong as
old
fuck.
Man strong.
Yeah, old man strong. Like, to the point where he would just like have the hand like bent at the elbow on the table. I would have both hands, feet against the table, just pulling on it. My dad's not even breaking a sweat. He's sitting there reading the paper with the other hand just to be a dick.
No budge.
He's just like, nah. He's like, you got nothing, kid. You ain't shit.
Mm-hmm.
I can break your own wrist. I don't give a fuck.
That's a dad's strength. Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, after watching The Fly, I'm like, oh, shit, you can do that arm wrestling someone? I'm good. I'm out here.
I'm not doing that anymore. You got dad strength, and I got these hollow little bird bones. I'm not arm wrestling no more.
But then on the flip side of that, I watched Over the Top.
I was trying to figure out how to get it in there. I was thinking Over the Top this whole time.
And I was like, oh, I just got to turn the hat around, and I'm fucking in.
Then you're inspired.
And I'm fucking in.
It's like a switch.
I'm like, all right, Dad, let's fucking go again. Here we go. Woo! I think my dad read War and Peace before he fucking broke a sweat. Come on, you fucker. So let's wrap it up, ladies and gents. Let's get some closing thoughts on The Fly. Marlon, it was your first time seeing it. What are your kind of final thoughts on the film we watched today?
Like I said at the top, precisely what I thought it would be. Gooey and fucked up with outstanding performances from Jeff Goldblum and Gina Davis. I love the writing of the Seth character, that he never loses his scientific fascination with himself. I like that we don't get a cat death or a dog death. We just turn an ape inside out. That was fucked up. Grand total, all said and done, 4 out of 5. I liked it.
All right, Leanne Foster.
Nice. That makes me super happy that it was Marlon's first time watching it and he liked it. I love it. It's a classic to me. Anytime it's on, I try to turn it on because I just enjoy it. And all the elements that Marlon talked about, that's really why I like this movie too. And I will give it a four. I'll give it a four.
4 out of 5. All right. And for me, it's that nostalgia factor, the images that are very vivid in my head of the first time seeing it, being able to kind of mentally transport myself back to that living room in Fargo, North Dakota with my dad watching this for the first time, being grossed out by the first time and still having those gross out effects hold up all these years, you know, still watching it and being going, oh, I remember that queasy feeling, you know, I remember all this shit. Really enjoyed that. I actually have a note here too about the baboon. I'm like, well, at least it wasn't a cat. So Marlon, we're on the same page there.
But he was so fluffy and cute.
Ultimately unaffected.
Okay.
I'm like, he probably threw his own shit.
It's true.
So he got what he had coming.
He needed to be cleaned up.
Yep. He did. He needed to be purified.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you can't make an omelet without breaking some eggs or flipping a baboon inside out, however that saying goes. I don't fucking
sure.
know. I too, 4 out of 5.
Hooray!
Look at us.
Yeah, we got a 12 out of 15 across the board for The Fly. Not bad. Mm. Not bad at all.
I'm proud of us.
I am proud of us, too. So tomorrow we'll be back with yet another fucking movie. Because it ain't Halloween yet. It ain't Halloween yet, son.
No.
Nah. Nah. It's not 24 horror movies in 31 days. Nah. We're so close to the end. So fucking close.
What is today? 24?
Today's 24. Tomorrow, 25.
You realize we've technically will be doing 32 out of 31 movies because of my flub? I just thought of that.
Oh, correct.
We'll be doing 32 movies in 31 days.
My God.
How funny.
But again, that just shows our commitment. That just shows our commitment. You come in.
We're just one notch above what we need to be.
Mm-hmm.
We're just one little tick above.
Look, I got news for all you other pussy-ass horror podcasts out there. Go, oh, we got 31 movies, 31 days. 32, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Suck my fly wank.
Coming in hot.
Yep. Who else is doing 32 movies in 31 days? No one, son.
Nobody. No hell, fucking body.
Hell comes to Huntsville. Huntsville home video, America's Barley Basket. We taking over these streets. For like the next few days.
Like a good week.
Yeah, a good week. Well, tomorrow we've kind of gotten Lovecraftian already on the podcast with Reanimator.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
Don't stop now. Don't stop now, Daddy.
I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna suggest some more Lovecraft.
Do I need to walk out of the room?
I mean, we both might here in a minute. They're like, we're here. We're in Huntsville. He's in Fargo. We can't,
oh, okay. We can't get anything on us. Got
I
it.
Mean, like, he couldn't shoot it that far.
Nah, I don't think that's possible.
I was like,
they can't reach us from here.
No.
No, they can't swim that good.
No, I think we're safe. So we'll get.
I don't feel like I know Marlon enough to talk about bodily fluids like that. I feel like I feel like it would be after the 31 days. Like, I gotta get the 31 days right. down, you know? Like, it's too soon. I'm sorry.
I mean, episode 2, 3, we're not talking about, you know, splooging.
Right. Yeah.
Episode 24, 25, fucking all bets are off.
It wasn't that long ago we was all talking about buttholes on this very show.
Yeah,
so.
Very true.
True.
You have a fair point. There is a newer movie with one Mr. Nicolas Cage.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is called The Color Out of Space.
Hmm.
Fucking A it is.
Fucking A it is. Have you seen it yet, Marlon?
I have not. I have been patiently waiting.
All right. Well, let's throw it out there. Bring a new flavor. We went in the 80s. Today, we'll bring it up to the 2021s tomorrow. You down with that, Leanne?
I have to be. We've already talked about it.
Or you could just go off and watch your own fucking movie.
How about I watch Pigs in Space or something?
Not unprecedented. we're coming in tomorrow watching Color Out of Space. You come in watching Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Leanne, I'm going to need you to be very careful. Color Out of Space is the 5th time that story has been adapted to the screen.
Oh, God. So, okay.
Oh,
it's,
shit.
It's this year. Okay. I got it. I'm going to go ahead and.
Nicolas Cage. If
write
you don't see Nicolas Cage within the first 5 minutes, abort.
Abort. Abort. Abort. Okay. Okay. I got it. I got you. I got you.
She's legitimately taking notes
this
right
says
now.
This 2020.
Oh, 2020. I'm sorry.
Is it 2020? I got to know.
Yes, 2020 Nicolas Cage, Color Out of Space.
He is, his face is in the artwork, so I've got it.
Okay. Yep.
It's real pink. Yeah, that's the one.
Well, I'd say purple, but that's fine. it looks more fuchsia.
Well, oh, then. My God. Let me apologize for mixing up my pink shades.
Getting spicy. A little salty. Y'all kids, play nice and watch The Color Out of Space. That's your homework for today.
From 2020. Mm-hmm.
Not one of the other four adaptations. Again.
I got it.
Look for Nick Cage.
Nick Cage.
You've seen him before. You know who he is.
I know what he looks like.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
You know him, you love him.
Actually, that guy kind of looks like Nicolas Cage. Is that Nick Cage? Is it? No.
And now I think everybody looks like Nick Cage. Nick, now I'm questioning everyone. Does that look like Nick Cage?
Fair enough.
I can't see Marlon right now. I'm pretty sure he's Nicolas Cage.
Is that Nicolas Cage on the phone?
Don't accidentally watch Die Monster Die from like 1963 with Boris Karloff, because that's also an adaptation of this story. So don't do that.
Don't watch Gone in 60 Seconds that also has Nicolas Cage.
Now, also, it has Nick Cage and a similar color scheme, whatever you want to call the color, I guess. But you got to be careful, because the poster for Mandy looks a lot like it. Don't watch, watch Mandy, because Mandy's amazing, but don't watch it for tomorrow.
And don't be coming in here going, I already watched this movie. We already reviewed Willy's Wonderland on Huntsville Home Video, Jack, which also had Nicolas Cage.
Okay.
Are you done? Are you done now, boys?
You don't sound like you're done.
Whoop. Okay. Yep. I'm done. Hands up.
Yep. hands up. Don't shoot. Tomorrow we are back. We are chatting Color Out of Space with Nicolas Cage from 2020. In the meantime, make sure you follow Leanne and I over at Huntsville Home Video. You can hit us up on all our social media platforms.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and also on the TikTok.
TikTok!
At HSV Home Video.
And Marlon Wells on loan to us. From America's Barley Basket, where they chat up The Simpsons every week amongst other topics. Marlon, where can they hit you up at?
I am befuddled. She said the other part. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Barley Basket USA, and you can listen to the show on your podcast app of choice every Tuesday. That's America's Barley Basket.
Yes, sure can, and I suggest you do. And join us tomorrow as we review The Color Out of Space. Until then, my friends, be kind and rewind.
It's my Uzi Urs, my 9mm 9-inch. It's my love gun.